Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back.
All right, we start with something very interesting. We did not have a chance to really cover this, but you have something brief in the bulletin this week, and you'll have a more in-depth report next week. A very interesting idea, commuter rail, because we do have a significant number of people who travel to El Paso to work, and probably a smaller number of people who come from El Paso to work in the Las Cruces area. And there was a study released this week on this idea.
It was a study based on an online survey. They got about 1,000 comments last year. And then they wrote up this report, and it was released on Tuesday night. And because of our deadline, we could not get it in this week. So Mike Cook is going to be doing a detailed report on that next week in the bulletin. But the rail proposal goes from Las Cruces to El Paso, and Union Station would be the southern terminus if that goes through. And the Railroad Museum in Mesilla, basically, would be the northern terminus. And so they're looking at the feasibility of it, and it's very interesting to see what might happen. And just a quick aside, I met a neighbor the other day of mine who lives in my neighborhood and commutes to El Paso on a daily basis, and he says there's a lot of people in that position.
Yeah, very interesting. We'll look forward to more next week, and just a brief bit this week. Trails West, folks are familiar with that, on the way into Mesilla. It's a manufactured home community specifically for seniors, and it's been extremely successful, so much so, they're expanding.
They're expanding, and they're also, with that expansion, it's about 100 new sites, something like that. And people own their own manufactured home and rent the space is basically how it works. But not only with the expansion, they're going to have a new clubhouse with an indoor pool. They have a really fantastic outdoor pool now. It's really nice if you're into that kind of living. It's a really nice project. And actually, the owners own Casa Esperanza next door, and also Tierra Verde subdivision. They kind of have a corner literally on that market.
And
there,
of course, if you talk to the real estate community, you know, things are picking up again, and we have a great attraction for seniors. So this is great to hear that there's going to be more places for seniors to move in the area. We talked last week about the Spaceport Cup. It is over now, and there were students from all over the country and elsewhere who came in to compete in this Spaceport Cup event.
I'm told six continents, students from six continents, and a lot of foreign students, but also a lot of university students from the U.S. And so they were all in town, rocketeers, I guess. And we have lots of photos.
Oh, neat.
And the results of the challenge.
All right. We'll look for that fun out the spaceport for the kids. All right. Well, we wrap up with our final couple of minutes here. A serious note, a column from your publisher on the 4th of July. Then we'll get to the fun.
Yes, Richard Coulthard has a column titled Happy Birthday, USA, and then below that, Who Are We Americans? And he just goes through a list of people, a lot of whom we've heard of, some of them in the media, some of them are entertainers, some sports figures, politicians, etc., on both sides of the aisle. And the way it's written, I just recommend reading this column because it pretty much reminds us of that we're all Americans despite our differences, and
yeah,
certainly our differences
got a lot
make
of
the
those.
News. Yes.
Yes, we do, and there's a lot to do over the 4th of July.
There are some events. You got the Red, White, and Brew Festival, which was time for that,
yep.
And the Electric 5K and Mile Run, which will be taking place on the Electric Light Parade route. And then that's followed by fireworks on the 4th itself. And then next to that, we have a little reminder from the county about safe fireworks handling and county regulations regarding fireworks, what's permitted, what's not. So
things are very dry. Please
yes.
be careful.
Personally, I don't do fireworks.
Yeah, but. Be careful. And Blue Oyster Cult is the music for the 4th of
They're
July.
I saw a billboard or something.
All right. Marty Racine, he is the managing editor of The Bulletin. Marty, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.